This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Starting July 1st, possessing and cultivating small amounts of marijuana will be legal in Vermont, according to state law, meaning what could once get you a misdemeanor conviction for marijuana possession will now be legal. But while marijuana possession will no longer be prosecuted moving forward, thousands of Vermonters will continue to have a criminal record for misdemeanor marijuana offenses that they incurred earlier. Some attorneys and criminal justice reform advocates in the state are pressing for expungement, the process of removing a conviction from someone's criminal record. They say it's only fair to treat past offenses the way we would be treating current situations with marijuana. Vermont Law School's Center for Justice Reform is hosting what it calls Expungement Day, events in early June in Chittenden and Windsor counties. And here to tell us a little bit about the process of expungement is David Cahill, Windsor County State's Attorney. Welcome to the program. Nice to have you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So you and Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George have both said and agreed to expunge the convictions of people who have had misdemeanor marijuana convictions. Mostly these are for small possession amounts. Why do you think it's important to get these off people's records?
I think whenever you as a public official have the opportunity to correct a historical wrong, you should take it. And that's what we're doing.
Why is it a historical wrong? I mean, the laws of the land are always changing. And so people who fall afoul of the laws when those laws are in place, why should we retroactively go in and take that off people's records?
Let me first be clear that law enforcement officers enforcing Vermont's criminal marijuana laws were doing the right thing. They were following the law as it then was. But when the General Assembly legalized possession of small amounts of marijuana effective July 1st, they effectively acknowledged a mistake, a public policy mistake, which was to saddle Vermonters with criminal records merely for the act of possessing 1 ounce or less of marijuana.
Do you think that's what they would characterize their work as doing, righting a wrong?
Well, you probably have as many different opinions as you have legislators in the room. Hmm. But I would argue that a significant number of the members of the General Assembly agree with that proposition.
So when it comes to expungement, and I said again, you know, basically getting this off someone's record if they've had a conviction, and we can talk a little bit more about exactly what offenses we're talking about here. But when it comes to expungement, what is your authority? Like, how does it work for you as state's attorney to facilitate this process of getting that expungement?
So Vermont law provides for expungement. It can be a bit convoluted for your average person or even your average attorney to understand. But what it boils down to is this. Conduct that is no longer criminal is expungible immediately, provided that you've paid your fines and your court costs. Conduct that is still a crime but is a so-called qualifying crime, meaning most misdemeanors and some felonies, can be expunged after 5 years of good behavior, provided that you have paid your fines, court costs, finished your sentence. If you committed an offense when you're under the age of 21, most offenses can be sealed, which is a concept similar to expungement, though not exactly the same. The net effect is that you're entitled to say under the law you have not been convicted of that offense.
And do you, David Cahill, as Windsor County State's Attorney, say, I hereby expunge your record, or do you have to go before a judge?
So the person seeking expungement has to fill out a petition, and that petition can either be opposed by the state or can be joined by the state. And in this instance, I've made the decision on behalf of my office that we are not going to oppose expungement petitions for misdemeanor possession of marijuana.
For people who would like to pursue this avenue, do they have to have had their convictions in a court in Windsor County, or in the case of Sarah George, Chittenden County State's Attorney, in Chittenden County?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you give us an example of the kind of conviction that people will be able to have overturned or expunged? Not overturned, but expunged.
Right. So the Expungement Information Center on session on June 9th pertains specifically to misdemeanor possession of marijuana, but I don't want to mislead the public into believing that that is the only type of offense that is expungement eligible. Nonetheless, statewide, there are about 2,800 of these convictions, and most of them entail possessing small amounts of marijuana between 0 and 2 ounces.
What kinds of cases might require you to look a little bit deeper as you decide whether or not to join?
Well, we are looking right now just at the charge of conviction, because that is what matters under the law, whether you were convicted of a qualifying offense. So we're simply looking at whether you were convicted of misdemeanor possession of marijuana. If you were convicted of another offense as part of that same transaction, that offense might not be eligible for expungement. I can guarantee you, if you were convicted of domestic violence in the same docket, that that crime is not going to be expunged.
And if a crime is expunged, at that point, just to put a fine point on it, if somebody asks this person who's had their record in this case expunged, let's say they're in a job interview and somebody says, have you ever been convicted of a crime? They can legally say no, because it's been expunged. It's not on their record. Legally, their obligation is not there to say that they've been convicted of this crime.
Yes, that's Vermont law.
You mentioned these expungement days. Vermont Law School is hosting two clinics to help people get their applications ready for expungement. The first, as you said, is at Vermont Law School on June 9th. The second is in Burlington on June 12th, and we'll put the details up on our website. What kind of help are people going to get? Because this is not the day that they get their records expunged.
That's correct. The help that will be provided by the Vermont Law School Center for Criminal Justice Reform and also by Vermont Legal Aid will be in assisting people in identifying, first, whether they're eligible for expungement relief for possession of marijuana. Second, how do you fill out the petition? And third, how do you present the petition to me or a similar authority such that we can sign off on it and get it presented to the court and finally have the conviction expunged?
There is some cost associated with this, right? People are going to have to pay $90, and they will have already had to have paid their fines associated with their conviction.
That's correct. Unfortunately, there is a court filing fee that's $90 that is not waivable.
You know, when we talk about this happening and these expungement days and you and Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George standing up and saying, look, this is a practice that we think is right and just, is that enough? I know that Attorney General T.J. Donovan supports your move, but this is not statewide. So presumably people in two counties are going to be able to have something that people in other counties won't. Do you see a push for more statewide reform on this issue?
A conversation that is much bigger than myself and Sarah George and our respective offices is the relationship between citizens and the data that the government keeps about those citizens. Just like we're having the same conversation in the private sector about Facebook, Instagram, etc., we should be having the same conversation about criminal records. There may be a compelling public safety interest in the government retaining a criminal record regarding a crime of violence. But equally, if you have a 20-year-old crime that involves the act of, say, posting a flyer on a utility pole, there may not be a compelling government interest in retaining that record. And so we may need to have the discussion about whether the burden should be on the government to retain the record.
But what about people in other counties? Are you talking, are you pushing on other states' attorneys to try to get them on board with this type of plan as well?
It is not my place to tell my colleagues what to do in their own best judgment. What I can do is encourage the General Assembly to give greater attention to this issue.
And in fact, there was a bill that did not make it out of committee, I don't think, that would have fast-tracked expungement and tackled this on a more statewide basis. So you're hoping for more of that come next January?
I hope there's more intelligent discussion on this topic so that we're not left with a situation where individuals who file a petition, the so-called squeaky wheels, get relief, but individuals who don't know that they're entitled to expungement end up having to deal with the embarrassment of a conviction on their record for the rest of their lives.
Well, speaking of which, how many people do you expect to take advantage of this policy in Windsor and Chittenden counties?
I have no idea. All I can tell you is I'm taking off a Saturday of my time to be there for whoever wants to be there.
Yes. And then once the expungement applications are in, that's presumably going to take more time and resources.
We'll do what it takes.
That's David Cahill, Windsor County State's Attorney. Thank you very much for talking with us about expungement, how it works, and what you're expecting, and the two expungement days coming up in June. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, we will post information about Vermont Law School's expungement days, one in Chittenden County and one in Windsor County in June, on our website, vpr.net. You can click on Vermont Edition to get to that segment.